Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
Carls, I've just come back from a five-week epic European adventure.
Yeah, and instead of making you sit through a five-week movie of what happened while you were gone, I compiled a little two-minute, 43 trailer of what went down.
Your Europe pitches on Facey have all been hits, but while you've been gone, you've missed some great bits. You know, Carly's Elmo impression often goes awry.
Hello.
So she went straight to the top to ask the furry little guy.
What do you think? No, not at all.
No, it's dumb. It's not that it's not good. It's not yet. I'm a piece of dumb today. You can call some of your most friends. Someone will give you Cookie Monster's number.
I had to get to Sesame Street.
The impressions continued for the chance to win. Listeners meowed like a cat for Kitty Flanagan.
You are a tabby cat and you want more milk.
More milk?
Yes.
Okay.
The show got awkward like just the other day. Carly did herself an injury that wouldn't go away.
My shoulder and the back of my neck is so sore. I thought normal deep heat's just not going to cut it this time. I'm going to have to get extreme. Went home, got out of the bath, rubbed it into my shoulders. Within 5 seconds of rubbing in, I was screaming in agony. My shoulders had swollen up, but then I've whipped around and realised that I'm stark as in front of our glass window. The shades weren't drawn and people can see right in. So I've immediately covered myself up. Now that created a whole nother problem. I was in a world of trouble.
I'm a fireball.
The fails continued, coming in thick and fast.
It is time to do this. Seriously, why is that? Seriously, why? Sorry, guys, I'm on delay. It's Monday morning.
How long do you think Carly's new iPhone would last?
So I've been waiting for the new iPhone 6 for months. Took it home, was really excited to play with all the features, took it out of the box, probably had it for about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 minutes. Standing on tiles, dropped it.
And there was the time you were on the show. Or were you? Maybe not. We may never know.
I give it 3 stars.
Oh, hey, it's Dane calling in from Europe, having a horrible time, missing you so much, Carly.
Oh, Dane, I know.
But now you're back and we hope it's for good. Carly wanted to make sure you really understood.
No, it's dumb. It's not that it's not good. It's not yet. I'm a piece of dumb today. You can call some of your most friends.
Carly and Dane.
We caught up with the host of Just for Laughs, Will Anderson.
And things got a little bit awkward through the middle when Dane dragged up something from my past.
At the Comedy Festival in Montreal, you're taking the stage with people like Chevy Chase. Do you still get starstruck when you meet people like that?
Look, it's one of those. The big one for me at this festival is a guy called Don Rickles. Now, if people don't know the name Don Rickles, it might be because he's 88 years old. He was around, like, in the time with the Rat Pack and Sinatra, and has remained one of the funniest comedians, like, in the history of the world. I grew up watching him on Tonight shows just be so funny, and to get to meet him, to see him at 88 walk out on stage and do 40 minutes of some of the funniest comedy you have ever seen. I was like, I'm not sure I'll be able to stand up when I'm 88, let alone do stand-up comedy.
Now, how would you describe a pack of comedians in a room? What's it like?
You know what? Like it's very much a combination of a lot of things. Comedians are both the most beautiful people in the world because you see people all the time and you have very great, you know, friendships that you can pick up very easily. But also we're professional bitches. You do really have to be careful about which conversation you leave.
That's awesome.
I could only imagine. So there's a bit of gossip amongst the comedians, is there?
It's one of those things, particularly as the night where, you know, because basically comedians make each other laugh telling jokes that we could never tell on stage. So the more outrageous they get, the later the night is. And there is a point late in the night where you're like, if I leave this party, I'm the next person they're talking about.
Oh, see, just putting my cap on now, I can see a DVD special in the making, the after party, the comedians' after party jokes.
Right, there is actually when Jerry Seinfeld did his, like when he did I'm Telling You for the Last Time, which was when he finished doing Seinfeld, he then took his like stand-up tour around the country and he filmed it and never did that material again. And so in the DVD of that, they have like a fake funeral with all the other comedians there, and it is actually a very well-written look into what comedians would be like in that situation.
Well, for Just for Laughs in Montreal, one of the biggest comedy festivals in the world, is this the best representation of Australian comedians we've ever seen?
It's amazing. I started going to Montreal 15 years ago, and you would have been lucky to have two or three Australians going there. This year we had 12, which apart from the Americans and the Canadians would have probably been the biggest amount of people there. It's a huge time for Australian comedy. People like Felicity Ward, Joel Creasy was doing amazing gigs there. To be honest, it's a terrible time for old hacks like me because there's too many good people coming along to take our jobs. I've had it too good for too long. I've got lazy. I've got lucky. This is really terrible. I can't believe we left them in this special to show people.
That's funny.
I don't think you're an old hack at all, Will.
Well, speaking of that...
I appreciate that. Thanks for patronising me.
Will, I want to bring something up with you. Now, Carly's a massive fan of yours. Now, do you remember when you used to write a column for the Sunday Telegraph magazine?
I do, yes, a long time ago.
Carly collected all of those. She still has them and she reads them still and they still make her laugh.
Oh, my God. You know what I love about that is we compiled all of those articles into a book. So you could have just gone into a shop.
Are you serious? I'm so buying them.
You've got your own original version of my book. You've got like a hipster version of my book.
I do, in a folder at home. And this is before debating whether or not to bring this up with you in the interview because I was like, I'm gonna push it too far.
Well, tell us a bit about the special tonight, Just for Laughs 2014, because you're riding in a Cadillac with Adam Hills and Dave Hughes as well.
Yeah, it was amazing the lineup over there. So to have Hughesy and Hillsy there and for the three of us to just get to hang out and sort of do an interview together and to see those guys performing at the big galas, and we did a bunch of stand-up down under shows together. But not just those guys. There's a guy called Ryan Hamilton who people are calling the next Jerry Seinfeld who's on this show, and he is absolutely fantastic. Gabriella Iglesias, people might know him, Fluffy. He has like one of the hugest comedy followings in the world. So there's actually this really kind of great mix of Australian performers. You get to see a bit of me doing stand-up comedy in New York as well as seeing my gala spot at the end of the show. And you get to see like some of the big international stars as well.
So can you tell us any anecdotes from being on the road with Adam Hills and Dave Hughes? I can imagine something went down.
Well, the good news is that like when people see Adam Hills and I in the same car, they will finally realise we're not the same person. They'll think that Channel 7 has such a big budget that they've gone into cloning. Actually, maybe they have done that. That is actually a good idea. Stop investing money in TV shows and start cloning. You could have a spare Denya when you needed one.
Carly and Dane. Country shows, good, wholesome family fun.
Yeah, but Dane, we're not really into that. We're more into winning and competitions, and we're turning the Griffith Show into a big one.
That's right. You and I are both baking a chocolate cake, and we got some tips from Jason Vicari from Vicari's Bakery on how to make the perfect one. Let's start with Carly's going rogue on a baking recipe for a chocolate cake. Is that something you'd recommend?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
really?
Thank you.
Why is that?
Oh, there's that many recipes out there. You've just got to Google it.
Right. Okay. So what are some tips for making a good chocolate cake, do you think?
Well, make sure your oven is hot enough when you put it in. Don't put it into a cold oven. Don't put it into a hot oven.
Oh.
Make sure your oven's preheated and not too hot and not too cold. And then when you finish baking it, just put a little bit of sugar syrup over the top of it.
What does that do?
The cake will soak it in and it'll be nice and moist.
Because we don't want dry cakes.
So that's equal amounts of sugar and water. Boil that on the stove. You can put a bit of liqueur or something like that if you like. But straight sugar syrup, just get a little, like a paintbrush, like a pastry brush, and just brush it over the cake when it comes out of the oven.
That is amazing. In your professional opinion, what makes the best tasting cakes?
The best tasting?
Yeah, because we're going for taste, because it is essentially a taste competition.
Well, most of our cakes are filled.
Oh.
So we fill them with custard, cream, jam. Right.
Maybe we could do that. Do you think, is there anything you could fill a chocolate cake with?
Chocolate?
Yes. Well, are you gonna ice it?
Yeah, yes. Now the rules state it's only icing on the top. So it's a 20-centimetre tin chocolate cake with icing only on the top.
Yeah, make your icing yourself. Don't buy it.
How do we make good icing?
Equal amounts of cream and good quality chocolate. Boil that on the stove just until it's melted, and then let that cool and then spread it over.
Right. This sounds simple.
It'll go hard.
It does, but I have a theory as well. I have a theory that...
Oh, this will be interesting. This will be real interesting from the rogue recipe maker. The theory of Carly Porchard making a chocolate cake.
I've got much hope for you there.
Go, Carls, let's hear it.
Okay, my theory is you can't go wrong with chocolate. The chocolatier, the better.
No.
Oh, really?
I told you that all week.
Because I was just pretty much going to get a pot of chocolate and add some cake in there as well and, yeah, put that together.
No, you'll get rubber.
Oh.
Let her go, Jason. Let her go. It's going to be a rubber cake. Jason Vicari from Vicari, thanks for joining us this morning.
If you're using cocoa, if you put too much cocoa, it'll be too dry because cocoa absorbs liquid.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm so glad we've had this.
Find a recipe.
Jason Vicari from Vicari's. Thanks for your help, mate.
No worries. I'm going to the show, so I'll be going to check your stand out.
Excellent.
I'll
thanks.
I'll be going to check them out.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll save you a piece. All right. Carly and Bain.
We're having a pleasant chat about the Griffith Show and what rides we like to go on.
And then things escalated way too quickly for my liking. Cha-cha.
What's the cha-cha?
The cha-cha. Oh, my goodness. The cha-cha where you go fast and you like.
Oh,
and
the
zoom
sort of
around.
Spinny one, like the sizzler.
The sizzler. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Queenslander,
okay.
Sizzler. Yep. But the thing is, though, I don't like heights. So I always try and keep to the ground.
Oh, okay, right.
But the biggest injustice, right, at country shows.
This will be interesting.
Is the fact that adults can't go into, you know, where they always have like the spinny rolly thing and then the ball pit. I don't know what they're called.
Like a funhouse.
Funhouse. We can't go in them every single time.
Are you sure?
Well, I've tried to barter with a lot of people at country shows and try and get in there, and they just say, you're too big.
You're too big. Mm. You know what you need to do?
Maybe I can get in this one.
Maybe.
Might try and slip him a Dagwood dog.
I also love, it's an old school ride. You may have heard of it. It's called the Zipper.
Oh, I would never in a million years. You could not pay me. You could offer me $500 to get in the Zipper. I would never do it.
How about at the show?
It is not
this
my worst
if they
nightmare.
Have a Zipper,
I'm claustrophobic and I'm scared of heights. There's no way I'm going near
if
that.
If they have a Zipper, you and I will go at the show
in
this
a million
year.
Years.
Yes, we will.
No
yes,
way.
We will.
No way, Jose.
Let's
I
do
hate
it.
Being tipped upside down. I hate being claustrophobic and I hate heights. Everything.
Let's go on the
that
Zipper.
That is literally all my fears combined in one.
Well, let's
rotating
let's
around.
Throw another fear in there being a confined space with me and let's go on the Zipper.
No way.
Come on, let's do it.
No,
it'll be fun.
No way.
Okay.
If someone rung up right now and said, I offer you $1 million, I would consider it. But apart from that, nah.
If we get at least 4 calls now on 13, 12, 16.
No, 4's not enough. I'm thinking 100
No,
maybe.
Come on now. Be realistic.
No.
It's just a Zipper. You're not going to get hurt.
There's no way. If we throw up a photo and we got 100 likes. No, actually, I don't know because if it happened, I'd freak out.
Okay. I took a selfie of me with my captain's hat on. If that photo gets 100 likes on Facebook, will you go on the Zipper this weekend?
I'm scared I'm actually going to have a heart
will
attack
you
if
do it,
it happens.
You won't have a heart attack.
Okay,
you're pretty fit and healthy.
Okay.
I'll put the photo up right now. If the photo of me looking like an idiot in this sailor's in the captain's hat gets 100 likes, you and I are going on the Zipper this Sunday at the Griffith Show.
I don't know if I could commit to that, though.
You have to. Commit right now. Do it for the
okay,
people.
Okay, I commit.
You'll do it? Yeah.